Good morning. Doing well. I'm very cold.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in just a second. But before we do, did you like the Christmas present that Jerry and I arranged for you this past Sunday?
What was that? I didn't get it.
Oh, yes, you did.
We called those plays. those plays
I know.
To number 84.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that. It must have been you guys.
Well,
we've been talking about it for a while, so.
Well, we have, you know. And we browbeat Brady for the last couple of Mondays that, you know, instead of these silly fourth and one dive plays with a fullback up the middle, or in these critical situations, why don't you use the element of surprise and throw it to somebody that you can never throw it to? Throw it to Ben. He said, okay, done deal. Son of a gun, you got a touchdown.
By golly, it worked, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to do it again this week.
Hey, do you look? We were just talking about this. You know, the obvious question on a morning like this is, why the heck do we live here? But I was feeling sorry for you guys yesterday when Belichick comes in and says, we're practicing outside today. We're practicing outside yesterday. And then we're going to go to Buffalo and stand up there for 3 hours in the cold. Do you dread that as a football player?
Yes, I do. I can't even sugarcoat it or anything. This time of the year is, we call it being a professional. You know, this is what we do for a living. We play football. And, we play outside, unfortunately, at this time of the year. And so it's just something that you got to deal with and you just have to do. It's part of the game.
Do you think you guys have an advantage because you're known as a mentally tough team and with a mentally tough coach and quarterback and a core of veterans? When it gets nasty, whether it's cold or wind or rain, snow, do you think you guys have an advantage?
Well, I think that's part of the reason why Coach Belichick has a practice outside, to kind of develop that toughness, if you want to say. Although, when we practice outside, you'd be amazed at how much clothes we have on. It's not like Sundays when everybody's out there with no sleeves on. I mean, we put everything on that we have in the locker. it's part of just developing the state of mind that, it's cold out here, but, both teams have to play in the same element.
Explain to me the rationalization or the logic of offensive linemen on a day like you're going to have in Buffalo on Sunday, going out there in short sleeves to prove they are tough. Does that make any sense to you, Ben?
It makes no sense at all. and none of our linemen would do that, go out there in shorts and stuff before the game. I mean, we put our clothes on before the game, sweatsuits and all that stuff. You know, when game time comes, you'll see guys without sleeves on. Some guys have sleeves on, but, I mean, you're really not proving anything to anybody by going outside when it's 10 degrees outside with, shorts on. I think you probably need to get your head checked.
Yeah. Are there any tricks of the trade to either practice in this? And I know you say you put a bunch of layers on.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some pictures on the sports page today, and there's Vollmer, and there's, Matt Light. And you're right. They got tons of layers on. They got the hood thing on and all that. Are there any tricks to the trade, whether it's in practice yesterday or today, or in Buffalo on Sunday, to make it bearable?
There are a few tricks. One of the tricks is to always stay on the heated bench. whenever you're not in the game, you got to get your hand warmer. That always helps. You know, if you can keep your hands warm. Guys put Vaseline on their arms, under their, on their chest, on their back to kind of break the wind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You put that type of stuff on to just kind of, insulate yourself a little bit, but when it gets down, 15, 17 degrees, there's not much you can do.
Who do you think has the hardest time? I mean, the offensive linemen are smacking up against the defensive linemen every single play, so my guess is they kind of get warm and stay warm, plus those fat guys kind of radiate stuff. I'm guessing the wide receivers out to the side where the wind's howling around them, maybe the quarterback, the running back, punt returners. I'm thinking the kickers get to stay on the warm bench. Who has it the worst?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as, I guess, doing their job, if it's windy and cold, that's the worst. And, the kicking game is always affected first. So, your kick returners, your punt returners, your kickers, as far as the ball swirling and stuff like that, it kind of gets hard for them. I don't know, man. It is hard catching the ball when it's cold, though. I tell you that much. The ball feels like somebody's throwing a cement brick at you.
Hey, Ben, you had your best game, your most productive game against Buffalo this year. You had 6 catches, 2 touchdowns. But that was home. That was warm. That was 3 months ago. Is there any reason to believe that you match up well against them? You can you can become the focal point again and have a game like that because of the opponent?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's 101 reasons to believe it and 101 reasons not to. I mean, you know, stuff like that kind of happens. I mean, going into that Buffalo game last time we played them, I'm sorry, I didn't expect to, you know, have that type of game, you know, but my number was called at that time, and you just got to be ready, and stuff just kind of happened that way. So, you know, that's the thing about football. You never know. You can never really predict what exactly is going to happen. And you look up and, you know, you got 6 catches and 2 touchdowns, or sometimes you look up and you got no catches and no touchdowns. So it's just about being ready.
Hey, Ben, we always ask you about locker room conversations and the things the guys are interested in discussing. You know, we've talked to you about what were the lessons learned from watching Tiger's world unravel. I'm guessing there was probably considerable conversation about Chris Henry yesterday in the locker room.
Yeah, there was, especially because the situation declined so rapidly. You know, the first thing I heard was, I guess, 2 days ago when he got in the car accident, and, you know, there weren't many details, and then the next thing you know, he passed away.
Right.
So there's definitely always lessons to be learned. You know, we don't really know all of the details behind it, but I do know that, you know, he made a lot of mistakes in, you know, in his career, but from my understanding, he was trying to, you know, recover from those things. And, you know, something Kevin Falk said, we have Bible study every Thursday, and something Kevin Falk said right before we started was just that you've always got to be careful, you know, even when you, you kind of break the mold, break what your reputation is, and you try to start on the right path, trouble is always kind of waiting for you. And that's not to say that he, you know, got in trouble and that's why this happened, but you just always got to be careful with the choices you make. I think that's the point that was coming from this whole situation, is just being careful with the choices that you make. And you can always right wrong, but when you right the wrong, be on your guard, because, you know, we're all human and we all, you know, can be prone to make mistakes.
Hey, Ben, how well attended is Bible study on Thursday? Does anybody show up that would surprise us?
no, I mean, not that we're surprised, guys. I don't think, but actually, you know, we used to do it every Thursday after meeting, and this is the first year we kind of moved it to in midday. So now we do it at 11:45. We go for like 15 minutes right before the 12 o'clock meeting that we have, and the attendance has actually gone up because we have it during the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys are eating lunch, and they can just come in there, so. We do have around, you know, 15 or so guys that show up, and, you know, it's a great time. You know, it's a great time to kind of get away from football, even though we're there, and talk about, you know, really the most important things in life.
Who runs the Bible study, you?
Yeah, I do. I usually do it along with Chris Hansen, the punter, and also Matthew Slater. Has kind of been involved a lot this year. So.
Now, how would you describe your style? Are you like Billy Graham, fire and brimstone, or are you a little less in your face?
I'm a lot less, you know, in your face as far as Billy Graham goes. I mean, you know, that's one of the greatest. But, you know, basically, you know, we only have about 15 minutes.
Right.
So, like, you know, yesterday I talked about Psalm 1, and it talked about the blessed man. The blessed man doesn't stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers, and his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. So, you know, we just went through that passage a little bit. You know, sometimes we have a little conversation, guys trying to ask, you know, questions or stuff like that, but it's definitely important, you know, because we're not able to go to church because we work on Sundays. It's important for guys to stay in the Word and to stay around guys who are like-minded. So,
is there any kangaroo court in the Bible study where if a guy swears after leaving Bible study, he gets fined like $50?
No, well, those type of things are illegal by the NFL, so you know, we don't do any fining. But it is, you make a good point because, you know, it is all about accountability. You know, the same way that we hold each other accountable on the football field, the same way that we need to hold each other accountable in life. And, you know, that's not to say that everybody goes to Bible study, doesn't swear, and doesn't do this and that. I mean, you know, we all struggle through things. But, you know, when you do show up in there and a guy hears you say certain things, you know, it's all enough to kind of, you know, give them a look or say, you know, come on, you know, you can do better than that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, we try to hold them accountable.
Have you mentioned the coach? He might want to clean up his language during some of the film sessions.
Oh, man. I think he I'm not raising my hand while he's up there talking, but, you know, I'll just continue to pray for him, and maybe one day we'll have that discussion.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, I'm sure you heard, but Carolina defensive backs Chris Harris and Chris Gamble had some pretty strong words for your teammate Randy Moss. They questioned his effort, said it he made their job easier. You're up close. You're right in the middle of it. Are they wrong?
Well, I mean, I can't say they're wrong. That's their opinion about the game, you know. But anything past that, it's kind of like, you know, I think all the questions have been answered, all the comments have been responded to by Coach Belichick, by people in the media, and, you know, we have the most respect for Randy. I mean, he's the reason why we are where we are, and he's won a lot of games around here. And, you know, nobody in the locker room has any doubt about the type of player he is or the type of leader that he is. So, you know, for somebody to come out and say something, you know, there's always times when a guy after a game will say some things to the media, whether he's frustrated, whether he's not, that's not for us to decide. But in our locker room, you know, we know what we have in Randy, and we're thankful that we have him.
Does he make your job easier, and specifically the deep out to the left side that you caught Sunday? Were you open? Were you the guy because of him?
Well, you know, a lot of times he does get a lot of people open, and a lot of times he gets other people open, and he still gets the ball in triple coverage and catches it. Because that's the type of player that he is, you know. But he's helped me out tremendously. You know, even just sitting watching him run his route. You know, how he is so smooth, how he, you know, accelerates and decelerates and fakes the DBs and just the way he runs his route. I mean, I think I may have told you guys before, there's been times when we've been in the huddle and we've got a certain route called, and he'll know that the coverage may be pulled to him or the DBs may be looking at him a little longer, and he'll say something to me about how I should run my route. And, you know, I get open that way just listening to what he says. So, he's a really smart football player. I mean, he's not just a great athlete. Everybody knows that. But he's really, loves football. I mean, he loves to play the game, and he's a really smart football player, too.
Hey, we're not I don't know if we're going to talk to you again soon. So I got to ask you this. You got three more regular season games, correct? I
mean, yes.
Yeah.
And then playoffs, probably. Does it feel like this could be it for you in New England? We talk a lot about Vince Wilfork and his rookie contract, but you're in the same situation, I believe, and they can only franchise one of you. Does it feel like you may be going down the home stretch here in New England, Ben?
Maybe. It's always a possibility. You know, this year, obviously, my contract expires after this year, and you know, I don't know what's going to happen after that. I don't know if I'll be here or be in 31 other cities. You know, Lord willing, I'll still be playing football. I just don't know where it's going to be. So definitely, you know, it feels like this could be it or it could not be. You know, you just never know.
You could go somewhere warmer, I guess.
Yeah, or dome. Really whip
like
out.
Anywhere.
I know. And I'll be calling you guys about this time. Like, yeah, man, it's 70 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like a new. But, you know, the time I've had here has been great. You know, I've enjoyed being in New England. There's obviously some ups and downs like there will be in any place. But, you know, it's definitely going to be one of those places that you look back on and say, yeah, remember when we were in New England in December?
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Wow. I'm looking at your bio right now, Ben, and we would be remiss if we didn't say happy birthday.
I didn't know if you – hey, you know what? That's impressive. You're impressing me. I appreciate that.
But, hey, we're just not pretty faces, Ben.
But, 29?
You remember.
That's a good age. That's a fun age at 29. Has it always been a problem because it's so close to Christmas? Do you always get kind of a raw deal on gifts?
No, not really. I mean, I love my birthday being close to Christmas. You know, I love the Christmas season. And my sister's birthday and my aunt's birthday are actually on Christmas.
Wow.
And both of my grandmother's birthdays are within 2 weeks of each other right around this time. And I got another sister's birthday in December 31st. So I think so. This whole season is really big for our family. So, you know, presents were never, you know, a big, big thing for me. And I just like having my birthday, you know, around the same time as, you know, Christmas. It's a great time of year.
Secret's out. All your teammates know now.
Yeah, they'll be bringing you all kind of stuff, flat screens and iPods and stuff all today.
I know. Everybody you talk to, all the other teammates that you talk to this morning, need to make sure you tell them to bring me something nice.
There
I don't
you
want
go.
Any, like, I don't want any cheap gear.
No, no. Hey, we leave you with this. When we tune in on Sunday to watch the football game, what are we more likely to see? Ben Watson in short sleeves or Ben Watson cursing at the weather in Buffalo?
probably, I don't know, might be a little bit of both depending on how cold it is.
Yeah. I think the high is 28, so it's not horrible.
I have 28. That's pretty horrible.
Depends on the wind.
Man. You know what the thing is? The thing is, 28 degrees is bad, but if it's not windy, then it's tolerable, I guess. But the wind is. Remember last year in Buffalo?
Oh, yeah. It was like the goalposts were blowing over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That game and the Baltimore game in 07 were ridiculous because of the wind. So, the jury's still out if I'm going to put sleeves on, but I'm kind of leaning. I'm going to talk to Chris Baker today and see what the tight ends are going to do.
Yeah.
But we're probably leaning towards sleeves if that wind picks up at all.
Well, we wouldn't think less of you if you did. Ben Watson, happy birthday. We'll be watching on Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good weekend.